Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is Perek Beit Mishnah Dalet. HaToreif et Gago. A different Lashonos over here, but this is the Girsa that we have, which would mean that Toreif in the sense of you pour water on it in order to get it, everything mixed smoothly, so that when the water dries, it dries with a smooth coating of whatever materials you were using there, teat or whatever, on top. So you're making your roof basically flat. And you pour, usually for this, you didn't use fresh water because, I mean, water was extremely yucca. And therefore, you would use the water that had already been used for washing your dishes and so on. And we learned before that mei shofim are, by definition, mayim, that is, machshir mekabel tuma, or, let's say, amechabez et kisuto. What we used for washing clothing was also recycled water. If we washed the dishes, we would use that washing the clothing. And now, yardu aleihem geshamim, now there's water on the roof, and geshamim, clean water, falls on your laundry, or it falls on your roof, and now there's water dripping off of it. So again, this, like all of the inyanim in this perek, it goes according to the rov. Im rov minatam eim. So most of the water that's dripping is from the tmeim, it's tame. Im rov minatahor. How would we know that rov minatahor, says the rav? This is a brilliant insight. How would we know rov min ha-tahor? Because there's going to be an obvious change in the surface tension. Because the mei shovchim, whatever other ingredients they had in it that were used for washing clothes, the whole point of detergents is that they give you a much easier mix of the water by reducing surface tension. That's the whole point of detergents, right? So what that means is that the drops of water are held together in a drop by surface tension. So when you add something, you can try this in your house. You'll see how quickly it works. When you add a drop of, let's say, the washing the soap on your dish thing, you will see that the drops become much smaller and they start drip, drip, dripping much faster because there's a lower surface tension. And over here, if you were using the clean water, the surface tension would increase, and therefore the size of the drops would increase. So that says the Rav, and he bases it on the Tosefta. This is not his chap. So there you would see the drops increasing in size if most of the water was actually mayim geshamim, right? Beautiful. So you could tell whether the rov was from the geshamim or the rov was from the detergent water. That's like an amazing Mishnah. So then, if it goes according to the rov, then it would be mayim that would be tar and it wouldn't be marsher. If it was mechza lemechza, not that we'd ever really know, as the Mefarshim point out, how could we figure out mechza lemechza? But we're keeping the same girsa that we had in all of the Mishnayas in this perek, that if it's mechza l'mechza, so then it's tamei, and we would go l'chum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hosifu l'natev, if after it starts to rain, all of a sudden we've got much more dripping than we had before. So it used to be, you know, that there was a long time before we got the next drop. Now it's like almost a flow. So here they're coming out one of the other. So then we consider it to be rubo min hageshamim, and it becomes the tar over the mayim hatmeim.